Jeg was crouching at the base of the massive oak, coaxing a small fire into life. He blew on it, adding dead pine twigs and dried moss until the flames spread. Looking up at the unconscious form of Dwing, hanging head down, the young tree rat gave an evil snigger.
Won't you see what I've thought up, tree mouse? I calls it Jeg's warm welcome.
He got no further because something hit him from behind. Jeg went belly down onto the flames, due to Spingo leaping on his back. Using him as a springboard, the Gonfler maid leapt up and caught a low branch. She was yelling happily.
Yeah! I made it first, dear. Now, where's all the loot hidden?
Bisky and Double heard the screeches. Bullying through the undergrowth, they came hurtling onto the scene. Jeg was beating at his smouldering midriff, performing a crazy dance. He banged head-on into Bisky, knocking him flat. Even in his panic, Jeg immediately recognised his former prisoners. Hardly pausing to take breath, the tree rat bounded off into the woodlands. Spingo was sawing away at Dwink's bonds with a small dagger. She called down to them.
Look at this! There's some poor squirrel strung upside down here. Lend a poor mate. Maybe he knows where their loot's hid.
Bisky took one look.
Great seasons! It's Dwink! Wait there, Spingo! I'm coming! Hang on, Dwink!
Double grabbed Bisky's paw. His eyes were like chips of ice in a winter storm.
Did you see who that was? Jeg, the dirty little scum who had us strung up in that sea.
Bisky pulled free of his friend.
That's the red waller up there. I've got to go and help him.
The young Gowson dashed off, calling back.
Right, you do that, mate. I'm after the filthy villain. I took an oath I'd meet up with him again someday. See you later.
Between them, Spingo and Bisky used Jeg's rope to lower Dwink to the ground. They sat him against the oak trunk, ministering to him. Bisky bathed his friend's face with cool water, rubbing his paws gently to restore the circulation. Spingo took dried herbs from a satchel. She lit them from the remnants of Jeg's fire. When they began smouldering, she shoved them under Dwink's nose. He was thrust, spluttering and coughing, into wakefulness. Bisky pulled a face as he caught a whiff of Spingo's reviver.
Yeah, what do you call those herbs? They smell foul.
The Gonfler maid shrugged.
I don't know what they're called, but they'll always do the trick, mate. See, your friend's as bright as a bumblebee now.
Dwink groaned, but managed a wry smile.
I'll live, though I thought that was a dead one for certain. Who's your pretty friend, Bisky?
Further chit-chat was cut short. Bosey marched in, heading a veritable horde. Gowson, Gonflins, Red Wallers, plus the whole tribe of captive painted ones. The Highland Hare saluted Bisky and Spingo.
I see your friend, wee Dwink. Well done.
He turned to confront the other two chieftains.
Now, my bonnies, how do we find this loot?
Tugger Bruster snarled.
Get that fire blazing good and leave it to me. I'll make the scum talk.
Skipper flexed his brawny rudder, glaring at the Gowson logalog.
You do no such thing.
Knocko tossed a rope over one of the oak's lower branches.
Leave it to us, Gonfalon, Skip. Just you sit tight with these painty ones till we get back. Ha! If there's any loot, boodle or swipings up in that owl tree, my bunch will find them.
Within moments, the ancient tree was swarming with small raggedy mice, each bent on being first at the spoils. Scrabbling over one another, they argued and shouted in a manner that would put even the Gowson to shame.
Oi, you! Get out of me way! This is my branch! Who died and left it to you? Move over!
Who are you talking to, Big Gob?
Big Gob, is it? Good job I left me sandbag at home, or you'd be taking a long snooze for saying that.
Go and sandbag your granny.
Summers placed both paws over his ears.
Such shocking language! What a dreadful row!
Bisky was inclined to agree.
Oi, that it is.
Bosey whispered confidentially to him.
Mind, laddie, that pretty maid you've taken such a braw shanky. She's the roughest old shouter of the lot. Aye, a right powerful she is, I'm thinking.
Tugger Bruster came swaggering up to Bisky, addressing him gruffly.
Oi, you mouse! Have you seen my son double around?
The young mouse pointed.
Aye, he went that way hard on the paws of a painted one.
double as a score to settle with him.
Gowsum Loggerlock shouldered his iron club.
I never give him leave to go. A score, eh? I'll settle a score or two with that double when he gets back here. You! What are you staring at?
Tugger Bruster's attention was caught by a painted one, glaring at him venomously. He pointed the club at her.